This is FNX.
Listen to Shoot the Defense. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Shoot the Defense on FNX and StadiumScene.tv. I'm your host, Stel, and I'm joined by a returning guest. I'm very, very happy to introduce a good friend of mine and the assistant coach of Bulgarian champions, Ludogorets. It's Bruno Pivetti. Bruno, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and your big audience.
Oh, thank you very much, Bruno. It's a pleasure to have you back on, my friend. Last time we spoke, you just got the Ludogorets job. You said it was a big challenge. A lot has happened since you've become assistant coach. You've won the league championship. There's been a managerial change. How have you found your time in Bulgaria so far?
Yes, I came here in Ludogorets with Paulo Autuori, but Paulo left the club in October in 2018, and the club made an invitation for me to stay and to work to create a uniform methodology for the club, linking the youth academy with the professional team. And it's a huge job, and this challenged me to contribute with the development of the club. And for me, it was a pleasure to stay. And now, nowadays, I'm assistant coach of the club. After Paulo came Tony Zdravkov, I had a pleasure to work with him. And nowadays, we have another coach named Stoichu Stoev. And I'm learning a lot. And I think I'm contributing with the club to developing all the sectors regarding the methodology.
Well, how has the youth development project worked? Because I look at the squad and there's maybe two players under the age of 23. And that's Dominik Jankov and David Ribeiro, who's Brazilian, your countryman.
Yes.
Is this a slow process, or is this something that's a very, very long-term plan for the club?
No, this is a long-term process, because we know that this demands a lot of study, a lot of work, because we need to congregate all the ideas to create the idea of the club. After we have this idea, this line of work, we can contribute to the transitions of the player between each stage. So nowadays we have two players under 23, as you said, Dominik and David Ribeiro. They are they have a very good potential, and I think that this season they are going to receive more minutes to show their skills and talent.
I can tell that the squad is very experienced. There are lots of players that are maybe 29, 30 to 31. I believe Marcelinho is 34 years old, and he was one of your standout players this season. Do you think it's going to be a difficult transition to mix youth with experienced players?
Yes, for sure. This this thing challenge us a lot, because it's difficult when you work with players that won so many times. That we are talking about players that won 8 times in a row the Bulgarian championship. They joined the Champions League, the Europa League, so they are huge professionals. It's very difficult to replace this kind of players, but we need to have a mix with the young talents. And for sure that these players like Marcelinho, like Cosmin Motsi, like Djakov, that is our captain, they will contribute a lot to the development of these young kids. We need to refresh the group, but step by step we need to to improve our competitive level and put more young players to play, but always mixed with these experienced players, because the young players need a support, and Marcelinho, this more experienced players can help us with this security.
Right. So will you be looking at younger players from the lower leagues of Bulgaria? Are you primarily focused on the actual academy itself?
Yes, we have an amazing scouting department, and they are looking for some players in Bulgaria and in the rest of Europe, in Brazil also. So I think in the next days or month we can announce some players to improve our squad.
Fantastic. So have you noticed a major difference in the tactical side of the game in Bulgaria in comparison to Brazil? Because I know in Brazil they focus heavily on zonal marking. Is it a different kind of attitude or mentality in Bulgaria?
Yes, I realize some difference, because nowadays in Brazil we improve a lot in the tactical issue. A lot of teams mark it in zone, but we have already the individual marking in Brazil. It's easy to see that when you follow the Brazilian championship. But in the last years we developed a lot regarding the tactical issue. But nowadays the Brazilian market is focused in the talent. We develop a lot, but we have a hard work to follow. Here in Bulgaria, you have a more tactical approach, because you don't have so many talents playing in your squad, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Beside the fact of Ludogorets, CSK, that are the biggest clubs here in Bulgaria, and other clubs have a limited amount of talent players. So it's different from Brazil. In Brazil, if you looking for talents, you're going to find in the first team in Palmeiras, that is in the first post in the Brazilian championship. But for sure that the last the last team of the Brazilian championship have a huge amount of players with talents, you know. So this for me is the main difference between Bulgaria and Brazil: the technical issue and the talent of the players. Regarding the we have in Brazil more talent players spread in all teams than here in Bulgaria.
Right. So I've noticed there are quite a few Brazilian players in the Ludogorets squad. I'm pretty sure that you have a little bit of an influence in that. How does the Bulgarian League or the Bulgarian Football Association feel about this? Is this something that they're happy with, or do they feel that perhaps there aren't enough Bulgarian players coming through the team?
I think that nowadays Ludogorets is trying to give more opportunities to the Bulgarian players. The fact that they invited me to stay and develop a unique methodology, it's to have the possibility to promote more players of the youth academy in the professional team. Because if you improve the work in youth academy, you have more probability to put these players in the professional team. So the Brazilians players helped a lot the club and contribute to help the Bulgarian league as well. Because if you improve the quality, you improve your product. So the Bulgarian league, for sure that the Brazilian players become the Bulgarian league as a better product to sell and to watch and to be commercialized. So I think the Brazilian players helped a lot with this, and they had a very good work to improve the quality of the competitive level in the Bulgarian league.
Well, I've noticed that in the Campeonato Brasileiro, there's a lot of younger players playing at the highest level. So you have 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds. I'm not sure whether that's something that clubs are instructed to do in Brazil, because they know that a lot of European clubs are monitoring the talent out there. Is there pressure for you guys to bring in a lot of youngsters, or does it all depend on their ability as opposed to their age?
I think they're both things still, because the work in the youth academy in Brazil, in the clubs of the in the youth academies of the clubs in Brazil, improved a lot in the last years. So these younger players that is playing in the top level nowadays is a reflection is of this very good job that the coaches and the coordinators are doing in the youth academy in Brazil. And of course that we have a pressure, because the clubs have has a lot of financial problems and need to put the young kids to play to receive the technical return as and the possibility of a sell as well. So I think the both things, we put the young players to play because of the technical part, or because of the talent, but the clubs need to looking for a sell to save your their financial issue.
Right, understood. And I guess that's why it's important for Ludogorets to get into the Champions League group stages, because of the financial incentives.
Yes, for sure. This is very important for us to reach the group stage of Champions League, because the financial part of the UEFA helped the club to save the year.
Right. So tell me about the actual title season, because, you know, you won the championship round, the overall title. You only lost three games. You won 23 out of your 36. Did you expect to win the championship this season?
Yes, we expect to win, but we know that it was very difficult because of the main reason, in my opinion, is the quality of our opponents. Mm. CSKA and Levski this season were doing a very, very, very good job with huge talents, players, good tactical proposals. So the opponents became our title even more pleasure, because it was very hard, it was very difficult. We had very hard games here this year, and for sure that it was more difficult than the last years. But the title came, and everyone become happy here in Hasgard.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what's the plan for next season? Obviously, I know you'd like to retain the title, and as you've mentioned, there will be new players coming in. Is there an extra target for next season apart from winning the championship?
Yes, Ludogorets here in Bulgaria must win every single year. For this reason, each year becomes more difficult, because we need to refresh the team, we need to improve our game model, we need to improve our methodology to continue to get the result, because the team depends to win for the financial part. Because we don't have so many structure regarding fans and every in the television rights, we receive only because of our competitivity, level that brings us the financial issue to save the club. So each year is more difficult than another one, and our opponents is working very hard to get the title and to break these 8 times in a row that Ludogorets won the Bulgaria Premier League. So each year is very difficult, but we are working very hard to win again and to win the ninth title in a row.
Tell me something. Is it true when they say that it is easier to win the league first than to retain it?
It's very difficult because I think if you won 8 times in a row, every time the 9th is going to be more difficult than another one because everyone wants to break it.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So it's a bigger challenge for us because the most part of the people can think, oh, okay, Ludogorets won 8 times in a row like Juventus, so Bulgarian championship and the Italian championship, it's not so difficult. I think it's a wrong thought, do you know?
Yeah.
Because the responsibility increase each year in a row. It's very difficult because everyone wants to break it.
That's right. That's right. I can understand that. Well, look, let's quickly talk about the Copa America. It's going to be held in Brazil, which I believe is their first Copa America hosted since 1989. Now, your country
yes.
haven't won it since 2007. And news broke yesterday that Neymar won't compete in the competition because he's injured. Chichi's got a very, very difficult situation.
Yes, Neymar is a huge player. He's, in my opinion, is among the third one in the world, together with Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. He's a huge talent that we had. But Brazil has a big amount of talents, you know, without Neymar. But we have Richarlison, we have Everton that is doing a great job in Grêmio in the last years. We have Coutinho, we have Gabriel Jesus. So, okay, Neymar, it's going to be a great lose for us. But I think Titi is... has bigger players to get the job.
Yeah, and I've noticed that defensively, Brazil are much better than what they used to be. I mean, they've got two of the best goalkeepers in England, if not Europe, in Alisson and Ederson.
Yes.
And then you have the likes of Alexandro defending, Eder Militao, Fagner. So there is a big improvement. And also in the midfield, they seem to be more stronger, more durable. So
yeah. They've
got a big chance. But I think... maybe attacking-wise, in terms of the striker area, they're a little bit brittle. I'm not sure if Gabriel Jesus can be the man to guide them to the Copa America.
Yes, in my opinion, I like Richarlison more in this position of striker. You know, Titi's using Richarlison as a winger in the right side of the pitch, but Richarlison did a very good job in a Premier League. I think he can play in all the positions of the attack. And Gabriel Jesus is a talent. If he's playing well, he can play as a number 9. I understand your thoughts when you're talking about that. Okay, it's not the striker, but he has another characteristics that can bring a very good tactical issue for the team, like ability of pressure, the ability of shoot, the dribbling. I think it's a good player that don't let the defenders of the opponent to... with security, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always in moving, and I think if he have a good mind in this Copa America, he can do a great job as well. And I think you speak about the defensive approach of Brazil regarding the players individually, but I need to say that the defensive tactical concepts of Titi is very good. Brazil has a better tactical, defensive tactical concept nowadays regarding the game model and the training sessions of Titi. And he is doing a great job in Brazil. And I think we are a more solid team nowadays than the years before because... the players nowadays understand how to mark in zone, how to mark the defensive set pieces, and this is a merit of Titi and his staff.
Yeah, well, he's come with a bit of criticism, hasn't he? Because I know that a lot of the Brazilian fans like to see attacking football, but with a more conservative approach, you can't really get that, can you?
Yes, I believe that you need to balance the things. Mm. Of course, that Brazil have this in DNA, the offensive DNA. And Tite is improving as well the offensive part of the game. He has a very good first phase of building up, very good second phase of building up. In the last third of the pitch, the players are disbalanced, the opponent every time. And in my opinion, I think the Tite is looking for a more balanced team. And I believe on that because the football, you cannot only work in a specific moment of the match. I will play only offensively or I will work and do my training session only for the offensive approach. You need to you need a balanced team. Mm. We saw nowadays Tottenham and Liverpool in the final of Champions League. Both teams are very, very, very balanced. You have good defensive approach and you have good offensive approach. You have good design in the set pieces. You have a good transition ability. So I think Tite is doing a great job and he's not forgetting the DNA, the Brazilian DNA of the offensive game.
Right, absolutely. Well, one more thing regarding the Copa America. Who do you think are the favorites to win it, and who do you think will win it?
I'm always a fan of Brazil, so I hope that Brazil wins. But I like Argentina's a lot. It's always a favorite. Both of these squads, Brazil and Argentina, is always a favorite. And I'm, of course, that I'm a fan of Brazil. I'm a supporter of Brazil. I will be with my positive thoughts in the Brazilian squad. And let's see. I hope that we had a very good Copa America. And that we, the most important thing is that we have a very good matches to watch and to be pleased about it.
Absolutely. One more thing before I let you go, Bruno. There's a certain player that's leaving Santos to join Real Madrid, and that's Rodrigo. How do you think he will do in Spain? Because we've seen Vinicius Junior do quite well.
He's a top-level player. He's an outlier like Vinicius Junior, like Neymar. Santos has a great job in the youth academy. And every year, the people discovered a singular talent in Santos. And Rodrigo is one more of these players. If he received the best support here in Spain, the best training session, the best tactical concepts, he will do a great job. But we cannot forget that it's a player in development. Like Vinicius Junior is not a ready player. It's impossible to be ready with 17, 18 years old. We need to be patient with these kind of players and give the adequate support to these players develop and reach the best potential that that they had.
Yeah, well, it looks like Real Madrid are in transition at the moment. It looks like they're going to sign Eden Hazard from Chelsea. They've already signed Luka Jovic. They've got the likes of Benzema and Bale and Isco, all these other fantastic footballers. So I guess Rodrigo's got a lot of people to learn from.
Yes, of course. But we need to be patient because these players cannot be here to solve all the problems of the Real Madrid. With 18 years old, it's very difficult to be ready for this huge responsibility. We need to take the responsibility out of these players, be patient, and let these players play with a fresh mind.
Absolutely. Well, Bruno, thank you ever so much for your time, my friend. I really hope the season goes well. Have a good pre-season. Enjoy Austria. And I hope we can talk again soon on the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Stu.
Obrigado,
my friend. It's always a pleasure for me to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Bruno. You have a lovely day. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.